The start of a new school year is always a time of transition, but this year, the coronavirus pandemic presents a host of unique challenges. WXXI's Beth Adams talked to some local teachers about how they've been preparing.
Brighton High School social studies teacher Jennifer Picchetti says it hasn't exactly been a summer of fun and relaxation.
I would say that it's been this pervasive state of anxiety all summer for every teacher I know.
Much of that anxiety, she says, is because until a few weeks ago, schools in New York didn't even know if they'd be allowed to reopen. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced August 7th that students can return to the classroom if coronavirus transmission rates stay below a certain threshold. Most districts in the Rochester Finger Lakes region are planning a combination of in-person and remote learning when the school year begins next month. Picchetti says every effort will be made to maintain high learning standards, but the normal school experience has been stripped away from students.
And I'm not sure everybody's ready for that reality. I think it's going to be an unfortunate wake-up call when we get back into the school, what it actually feels like.
Picchetti also wonders whether safety measures will be enough to keep coronavirus from spreading in schools. In the Seneca Falls Central School District, classrooms have been rearranged so students can stay 6 feet apart and take their masks off.
And that's kind of scary as a teacher to be entering the room, because I haven't gone to a restaurant yet and eaten inside, you know.
That's Barb Reese, a physics teacher at Minders Academy. Despite those worries, she is excited to start school. Some of her classes will likely be taught online. 28% of Seneca Falls students are opting to do all of their work at home. But Reese says this will not be like last spring, when schools were forced to abruptly shift to remote learning. Leeway was given to both students and teachers then because everyone was just trying to cope. Now, she says, classes will be more structured.
We're trying to make expectations clear that when we have class, it's your job to be there. And we shouldn't be in our beds with our screens off. We need to be, like, at a desk, at a place where we can actually do work, not the same place that we actually slept, probably, you know.
Reese is about one of 100 local teachers who was trained in online teaching at Finger Lakes Community College this summer. The free sessions included best practices for synchronous distance learning. That's where classes are held in real time. FLCC's Jackie Termini collaborates with area school districts. She says one teaching model known as backward design is helpful in this context. That's an approach in which teachers first identify the skills or knowledge that students should have by the end of the term and then plan a course to help them meet those goals.
It sort of allows the teacher the opportunity to really focus on the outcomes as opposed to just the activities.
About 10 to 15 teachers in the Bloomfield Central School District enrolled in the training. Karen Soans, the district's director of technology and professional development, says the educators take their role seriously and they work through the summer on their digital teaching skills.
Well, I think we definitely have a better sense of where it fell apart for students and families in the spring.
Soans agrees with Reese that there wasn't enough time for planning and structure then, but she says they're starting the new school year with clear expectations for students who will participate in distance learning.
So, for example, how to use the raise your hand feature, you know, how to wait your turn to participate, what an appropriate chat response looks like. So all of those we're going to pre-teach ahead of time as expectations instead of floundering through, okay, why didn't that Zoom lesson work so well? Well, it was because everybody was trying to speak all at once and nobody was muted.
Jennifer Picchetti, the Brighton teacher, agrees that there will be more accountability this school year, but she says districts haven't been able to fix every problem. She says equitable access for students is still a serious concern.
Whether it's the ability of students to concentrate in their homes, to be online while they might still be taking care of siblings, kids at home without parents because they're working and so they don't have guidance.
Another online strategy teachers say they've been practicing, the use of icebreakers, not just to get a laugh, but to build a sense of community for students who may be stressed. Picchetti says the return to school will be anxiety-provoking for everybody, but teachers, students, parents, and administrators are all trying their best.
I don't know anybody who doesn't want this to work. We just have to be generous and gracious with each other.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.